Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and it's time again for another segment of At the Movies with Mel. So we have Melanie Cutting in the booth. So welcome, Melanie.
Hello. Again.
And what about this week? Did you get a chance to go to the movies?
I did.
Wow.
Okay. I did. I took one for the team, and I went to see John Wick 3, because it was one that I was not super keen on seeing.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the first one.
Okay.
John Wick, the first,
mm-hmm.
when it came out a few years ago. And this one is, it's just raking it in. What can I say? I think it has now gone past, in terms of, one of those markers that they use, either number of tickets sold or amount of money that's come in, but it's actually gone past the Avengers Endgame.
Oh my goodness.
Which had been, the big...
Yeah, that's huge.
The big movie so far. Anyway, so John Wick has a big following out there, one of whom is my younger son, who's actually been to see it twice.
Oh my goodness.
And he's, okay. He's not a teenager. So what did I think of it? I thought it was essentially what I was expecting.
Mm-hmm.
I was expecting a movie with huge dollops of violence, which is what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But having said that, and as you probably recall, I'm not a big violence fan. But there is something kind of special about this violence. It's almost... it's almost like choreography. It's almost like dance. In fact, there's a number of references throughout the film to ballet.
Oh, okay.
And there is a balletic quality to the fighting, but with a lot of blood, unlike most ballets.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a kind of, it's a bit surreal, and you can sort of, if you're not, you can't get too involved, because, it's clear that this is not, that this is just... violence for the sake of the aesthetic qualities of violence. I mean, people are just slaughtered left, right, and center, mostly by John Wick and his companions. But it's still, there's something a little bit intriguing about this. I would not go see it again. It is a full 2 hours of mostly violence. There is a story, though. The story concerns John Wick himself, who's kind of a mysterious character. And I think, thinking back, fans will say, "Oh, you got it all wrong." But I think he was like a retired assassin when the first movie picked up, and since then he's been on the run from these people who are trying to kill him, and he has along the way he runs into Halle Berry. As one of his assassin buddies, and Halle Berry has a couple of dogs. Which, here's the thing: nothing happens to any of the dogs in the movie. People need to know this before they go.
Okay,
the dogs are fine, and in this case, there's John Wick's dog, and then there's these two other basically fight dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Angelica Houston has a part, and a few others. There is a bit of humor. Not so much that you'd necessarily notice. I say my son did notice, and he reveled in that. And I said, "Okay, what were those funny parts?" Anyway, I didn't think there were too many funny parts. But anyway, so it is what it is. It is making a ton of money. It will be around... likely in both French and English locally for a while still. The Avengers Endgame is still around in both French and English. The Hustle, still here in French and English. The one that I think I mentioned last week wasn't going to stay in English, and I thought, that's really too bad, is the one called Palms. About the older women of a certain age who end up forming a cheerleading team. For whatever reason, it was in English for like a week, And then it switched to French only for about a week, and now it's on its way out. So if you missed it, you missed it. Another film which is still there in French and English and is doing very well at the box office is called Detective Pikachu. Is that right? It's the Pokemon film, which again my son saw and liked it, and he said it. You don't. It helps to be a Pokemon fan, but it's just kind of an enjoyable movie, even if you don't have a background in the whole Pokemon phenomenon. So that's what's there now, and what's coming. This is a little bit exciting because there's at least one really good film coming on Friday, and that is the live-action version of Disney's Aladdin. Do we all remember the Disney Aladdin cartoon, a feature-length cartoon, which was just so much fun? And Disney does this, you know, he makes his cartoons, and then he says, and now we need a live-action version a few years later. And then the Disney studios put all their forces together to come up with, it's usually an amazingly huge budget movie. So Aladdin will be arriving on Friday. There is a horror film called Brightburn about what appears to be kind of a demonic kid. And if you like demonic kid movies,
okay,
there have been quite a few of them over the years. Here's another one. So again, all I know about this movie is what I've seen in the trailers, and it's definitely a horror film. Another film, again, beginning in English on Friday, is called First in Class. Let me just check that again. It's not called. It's Première de Classe in French, but in English it's called Booksmart.
Okay.
And it's about two young women who are good students, you know, bright teenagers, and they seem to think that it's time to get into a little bit of trouble because they've been such model teenagers and model students, and now it's time to have some fun and stir up the waters a little bit. I think it could be a good movie. It's gotten pretty good reception so far. The woman who directed it is an actress who's been in a number of things, and I think this is her directorial debut. And so that should be kind of interesting. If only I could remember her name. It's not coming to me, but it will before the end of the show. So that's one that I guess I would, at first blush, say, yeah, this looks like it would be a film worth seeing, and it looks like it doesn't have a whole lot of violence in it, which is good. But I'll be able to tell you more, if not next week, then perhaps the week after. But it looks as if, starting on Friday, there will be two films, one big budget Disney and one smaller budget, but probably thoughtful, maybe fun movie about these two teenage girls. So I think that's about it. There will be, being the summer and all, big budget movies are coming out fast and furious, starting with, Aladdin probably is one, but then one that everybody seems to be kind of keen to see, especially after Bohemian Rhapsody, is the movie which will be starting not this Friday, but within the next couple of weeks. About Elton John.
Oh, okay.
Called Rocket Man. So that's another. So there's a few movies coming out, and as everybody knows, you know, summer is largely the time when blockbusters are released, and you know, students eventually get out of school, and they have, you know, they want to see. That's the kind of movie that they like to see, in general. Anyway, okay, so that's what I have to say for this week.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Melanie.
You're welcome.